Good evening, I'm David Legg, and welcome to tonight's feature investigative journalistic report. Tonight, we'll be examining the origins and demise of the prime ministerhood of former Australian Prime Minister John Howard. After the March 1996 federal election, the term Howard's Battlers emerged to help explain how the Liberal Party, led by John Howard, had apparently attracted substantial voting support from many blue-collar and lower-income white-collar households who traditionally voted for Labour. It was the Liberal Party's then-director and chief campaign strategist, Andrew Robb, who most prominently attributed his party's success to Howard's battlers when addressing the National Press Club in 1997. However, 11 years and 4 elections later, John Howard eventually lost the 2007 election to fresh-faced Labour leader Kevin Rudd. Henceforth, it is quite obvious that in 2007, John Howard lost support from some traditional Liberal voters. Therefore, if indeed John Howard won government with the help of Howard's battlers, the reason for his defeat can be bestowed to the lack of support from what turned out to be a crucial section of the electorate, known only as Howard's Butlers. Right now, I'm at the annual Australian Butlers Convention in the nation's capital of Canberra. And no doubt there are many of Howard's butlers present this evening. With me now is Carlton Thistlewood, the chief butler employed by Lady Genevieve Windsor in the affluent Melbourne suburb of South Yarra.
Good evening, Mr. Legg.
Tell me, Carlton, you voted for Kevin Rudd's Labour Party in the 2007 election.
Yes, indeed.
But surely someone in your position, a wealthy butler who wears a tuxedo all day, every day, and earns $80,000 a year, would vote Liberal.
Well, yes, usually that would be the case. But more than anything right now, I really want a faster internet connection. And that was one of Kevin's core election promises.
Indeed.
So, faster pornography and music piracy for me then!
Joining me now is Winston Jeeves, former personal butler of the late Sir Garfield Ulysses Fruit Cup, the former family manor of whom still stands in Sydney's affluent Rose Bay.
Good evening, David.
Good evening to you, Jeeves. Tell us, why did you not support John Howard at the 2007 election?
Well, David, quite simply, Al Gore's film really terrified me, and I felt Mr. Howard wasn't doing enough to combat climate change.
But isn't it usually things like tax cuts, a strong economy, immigration, a tough stance against terrorism, things like that that make you want to vote for the Liberal Party?
Well, David, I'd be lying if I told you I liked Chinese people. But with a high-speed broadband connection, I can download entire televisual series and order everything I need online. Therefore, never having to leave the house again, so really, why should I care what minorities are flooding our nation's gutter?
An interesting point, Jeeves. Finally, I'm joined now by Nicholas Godfrey, a freelance butler who has butled for many of the world's rich and famous, including William Shatner. Amongst others, Nicholas?
That would be me.
Now, tell us, Godfrey, why did you vote for Kevin Rudd?
I didn't actually vote for anyone in the last election.
Oh, and why is that?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, actually. I'm legally of unsound mind. I've been recently convicted of high treason, and I haven't received a pardon yet. I'm not enrolled, and... Well, needless to say, I have some minor objections to Australia's current political system.
But you would classify yourself as one of Howard's butlers?
Yeah, of course. For several months I was employed by Kirribilli House.
Ah, well, close enough. And there you have it. A stunning expose into the cruelly ironic demise of Prime Minister John Howard at the will of his cadre of socially conscious, card-carrying, union member household servants, I guess it seems...
Hey, David Legg, who are you talking to?
Who the... Oh, it's you. Please excuse me, Mr. Godfrey, I'm recording something for a radio documentary.
Oh, sorry.
And so it would seem that...
Goodbye, Mr. Legg.
Yes, thank you, Nick. I guess it seems that, like all unsolved mysterious tales of political intrigue, the butler did it.
Oh, that sucks, David. Write some better jokes.
So until next time, I'm David Legg. Good night.